Attention, wireless carriers. Your customers know you're price gouging. On August 1st in PC Magazine by Eric Griffith. A new survey shows people know they're paying too much, $114 per month on average, and have legit worries about the inevitable price increases to come. Do you think you pay too much for your cellular phone service? Do you have serious concerns about the service in general? If you answered yes to one or both questions, you're not alone. 73% worry the cost will rise. 48% say their phone plan is overpriced. 36% couldn't afford a 10% increase of their monthly phone plan bill. Whistle Out has a lot of skin in the game when it comes to how people feel about the prices they pay for mobile service. It's a search engine for cell phone and internet plans and deals. But that doesn't take away from what Whistle Out found after surveying 1,000 U.S. adults using Polefish, as well as checking cell phone spending via the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The key finding was that 38% of those polled plan to switch mobile plans in 2022, and with cell phone bills continuing to increase year after year, that number probably won't change much in 2023. As of 2020, the average user paid $1,250 per year for cell service. That'll go up to an estimated $1,471 per year for 2022. It doesn't help that people have legit complaints about the service they're paying for. When asked how they feel, many respondents said they weren't getting enough data allotment to use their phone as a hotspot. The data plan is too slow, and worse, the coverage they get is spotty. How do people feel? 44% say their phone plan is too spotty in coverage. 38% say they plan to switch cell phone plans in 2022. 37% say their phone plan data is too slow. 26% say they don't have enough hotspot data for their needs. The sweet spot for what people want to pay is something under $75 per month for a single line. Even that's not low enough for some. 32% want to pay less than $50 per line per month. The only way to come close to that is to use a mobile virtual network operator, MVNO, the kind that doesn't own its own cell network like the big three, Verizon, T-Mobile, and AT&T, but licenses the use of those towers. In the typical American phone plan, users are paying for multiple lines. Only 30% have one line only on their bill. A full quarter of people have five or more lines. The family plan is alive and well. Unlimited talk, text, and data are the top features people want, and 63% of those surveyed are customers of the aforementioned Big Three carriers. For now.